One of this country's most popular eating fish, tarakihi, may soon be in short supply, with plans to cut back on the allowed catch. This is to stop the decline in the species. There are claims tarakihi, which is worth about $75 million annually, may soon be fished out. Last year, the catch was cut by 20%, and a further cut of up to 35% reduction is possible before the October fishing season kicks off later this year. Andrew McRae reports.
Tarakihi is a mild flavoured fish with medium to firm white moist flesh and with a slight sweetness to it. At the Seafood Bazaar in Hamilton, manager Petrina Tawa Hunt says it's consistently in the top three favourites for customers.
You definitely have to say the colour, the vibrance of the flesh itself, and it's very popular. It's been around for years. My grandfather and grandmother ate it, and you know, it's just a tradition, I guess.
Ms. Tola Hunt says tarakihi is currently selling for $31.95 a kilogram and is flying out the door.
Very well placed in the market for the price range.
How much of it would you think you'd sell a day?
On our busiest days, we could look at about maybe anything from 40 to 60 kgs, and that's just retail market.
Martin Bosley is a Wellington chef and a fish seller.
Tarakihi is like, it's kind of a catch it pretty much around our entire coastline. So from Northland down to, you know, down to Stewart Island, we're catching tarakihi. So it just makes it one of the most popular fish that people are, people are into. It's widely recognised. People love the flavour of it. It's easy to cook, easy to prepare. You know, and we catch it when we go out in our boats.
He describes tarakihi as a versatile fish to cook.
You get a couple of slashes in the side of it and stuff the belly, the cavity with some herbs and lemon and garlic and bake it in the oven wrapped in tinfoil. It's just, it's so easy for the whole fish. But pan frying the fillets and just some melted foaming unsalted butter is probably my favourite way of doing it. And it only takes 6 minutes to cook. It couldn't be any easier.
A further cut in the catch is expected to bring the population of tarakihi back to a healthy level within 12 years. Decisions on the need to reduce the catch of any fish species in decline is based on data gathered from stock assessments. Rick Boyd, who's a retired marine biologist, says the information gathered is usually fairly reliable.
Fish are mobile. They're in an environment where you can't really see them very well. You certainly can't see the whole fish stock at one time. So you have to use a variety of sampling methods to estimate. And estimates, as you know, always have a degree of uncertainty about them.
Mr. Boyd says tarakihi numbers aren't necessarily under threat, but the fish is in decline. He says how the drop in stock is handled is key to their survival.
The reward and risk. The reward is having a viable fishery, and the risk is if you don't manage it well, you end up with no fishery.
Mr. Boyd says the ideal build-up for the species is based on returning numbers to 40% of the original stock before there was ever a fishery.
You have fish down the stock, so a lot of the old fish that aren't growing anymore have gone, and you've got a population made up of younger fish, and 40% of virgin biomass is above the level that produces the maximum production, but it's the safe stock size.
Jeremy Helson is CEO of Fisheries and Shore, which represents the fisheries industry. He says it supports any move to try and rebuild tarakihi stocks by building on catch reductions made last year.
Obviously, the stock is rebuilding. We want it to rebuild faster. There are things that we can do to help that rebuild and make it rebuild more quickly, but we suggest doing so in a way that doesn't have significant social and economic impacts on the seafood industry. This is a very, very important fishery for the inshore sector.
Terry McDonald from Papakura is both a consumer of fish and a keen recreational fisher. He supports any plan to preserve tarakihi and any other fish stocks under threat.
The fish stocks have got to be preserved because once they're gone and they're decimated, it takes a long time to come back. It's a good move from my perspective.
Even though that means on the market there'll obviously be less?
Absolutely. There's a price somewhere, so if the consumer's got to pay it to preserve fish stocks, then the consumer's got to pay it at the end of the day.
Fisheries Minister Stuart Nash says no decision's yet been made on a further reduction to the tarakihi catch. Three options are on the table: a 31% cut in catch limits, a 35% cut, or no cut but changes to fishing practices. Any decisions on the reduction are likely to be announced next month before the October fishery season gets underway. For Checkpoint, call Andrew McRae-Tene.